Aircheckdownloads.com. Good morning. We're off. 1 year, 5 songs, 1 million memories. It's our top five today from
1968.
Throw your head back, close your eyes, remember the way your life was in 1968. Who were you with? Where were you living? Julie Driscoll, Brian Auger, The Trinity, This Wheel's on Fire, number 5 this week in 68, and at 4.
Radio 1968.
Today on Boom, we're remembering the top five of this week in 1968. At number 3, Don Partridge, Blue Eyes. The Basil Brush Show arrived on television in 1968. The character, the glove puppet, had been around for a few years before that in films and also supporting the magician David Nixon as well. But the Basil Brush Show, he was accompanied by people like Rodney Bewes and Derek Folds as well. But you never actually met the chap who was the voice of Basil Brush. Unlike Harry Corbett and Sooty, you never met the person who did it. Was Ivan Owen. Ivan Owen was the voice. Back in our top five, we're at number 2. It's a song which gets a few comments these days, but back in 1968, we just sang along. Number 2 this week that year for Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Young Girl. And at
number 1.
Number 1 this week in 68 for Stones, Jumping Jack Flash. The big topic was about heart transplants in 1968. In fact, the Sunday Mirror from this very day in 1968, the big headline here, should they go on? And it tells of Frederick West, Britain's first heart transplant patient who had died. And a quotation here from a doctor in The New Scientist. It is time, he says, for the public to tell the doctors that they want no more of these human experiments. And the cases for and against in a double-page spread in the Sunday Mirror this day in 68. That was the mood of the nation. Top 5, back tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
Saturday evenings, put a coin in the jukebox.
Whispers and the beat goes on before that, Piccadilly Witch. Are you retired? The reason I ask the question is it's getting increasingly difficult to respond to that question, isn't it? Because a lot of people retire and then do a bit of part-time work, or retire and then do a lot of voluntary work or helping out with other people's children, or retire and then decide to unretire. And I mean, speaking personally, I'm supposed to have retired a few years ago, and then we have a bright idea of setting up a radio station. Never worked harder. So it's all becoming a little grey, isn't it? More thoughts on that in just a second from Diane Kenwood. Diane is our regular contributor from the excellent blog called thesearetheheydays.com.
If I was an astronaut,
Boom Radio.
Aircheckdownloads.com.